Another video, not for YouTube. This one's about autohemotherapy. Autohemo is one word. Therapy is another word. It means blood therapy, self-blood therapy. So what is it? It is essentially the cure for just about every disease we have. Yep. Shocking. A little crazy making. Very bold statement. Factual. So here's the thing. Not my idea. This has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. It's well documented. You can find doctors all over the world who have dedicated their lives to seeing what this will cure. My contribution is in the perfecting of the practice. So the idea has always been that it is a matter of taking blood out of the body and then injecting it back in. And this creates a healing crisis within the body. And because the body recognizes that it's being infected by itself, that the invader is itself, it then creates a reset and it starts to go through the body and attack things that it recognizes as enemies. Now, why isn't it doing that anyway? Well, what happens when your body is being attacked and it's being attacked over a long period of time? What happens is the urgency to repair it goes away. And that when that urgency goes away, it gives a bigger window, a bigger chance for whatever the problem is to get a more permanent hold on you. So as we move forward in terms of understanding autohemotherapy, like I said, this is not new. This is old, old, old. And when you go looking, because I'm telling you flat out, I am not a doctor and I'm not telling you what to do. I can tell you that I know this works. I've used it. My husband, I know many, many people who do this all the time. Where my expertise came in was through the doctor, the non-human that I could hear, who said how they were doing this was wrong. So what they were doing was they were taking out 10 mils of blood out of their arm and they were injecting all 10 mils into their ass. It sounds ridiculous. I'm sure there's still videos online about this. One particular one that nearly made me pass out was a woman who basically took out the 10 mils with what looked like a horse syringe, turned around and contorted herself, injected this huge ass needle into her butt. Now she's a tiny little woman, long hair, very pretty, and she injected her own butt like it was nothing. Now, that, first of all, not only was it disturbing, but two, as I'm seeing this, the doctor is shouting, they're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong. So, and this was something that they were doing about every 10 days. That was sort of the known procedure for it to work. And he said, it's wrong. It's really, really wrong. And so I started asking questions. What is the right way to do this? And he said, tiny amounts of blood every day or every other day. And I went, ooh, no one is doing it that way. And he said that that is the only way to stay healthy. Okay, so we start doing it based on his instructions. And the benefits that happened as a result of doing tiny bits of blood, and when I say tiny, I mean 1 to 2 mils every day. And not into your ass, injected into your thigh. The control you have is significant. the benefits you have are equal to the same principle of how you take antibiotics. You take antibiotics, you take your big dose once, but then you maintain the dose. And you maintain it so that it keeps a level of fighting until you're done with that prescription. This works the same way. You have that initial boost that you get from this. And when you first do it, you'll suddenly feel stronger. You'll feel more alert. You'll feel, I call it the Superman feeling. You just feel great all of a sudden. And that's going to last for days. But it does wear off because that transitions into your body now getting better. But how it works in terms of fixing diseases, it is not an instant cure. Essentially, it turns the clock backwards. So if you've had a disease for 10 years and it started slow and it progressed, and then you start doing autohemotherapy, it's going to start to eat away at that time by going backwards. It may take 10 years of you doing it to get rid of the disease entirely, but you will get rid of it. So that is what this is. The reason that you're going to find, if you do the research with this, is that it's illegal for doctors to recommend it in the United States and Canada. I'm not sure about Europe. In the South American countries, I know that it was legal. Now it is illegal. And you're going to have to ask yourself this. Why is it illegal? It's illegal because it works. Why would they make something that where you take your own blood and you put it into yourself illegal? That is insane. It's the same as sucking on your finger if you poked your finger. And you just immediately put it in your mouth and then telling you you can't do that. It can't be talked about on YouTube in terms of a cure. I've tried. They take it down every time. This works fantastic on arthritis. It works excellent in terms of your mental capacities. So it helps with depression. It helps with muscle fatigue. It helps with performance. It helps balancing out hormones. It makes it so you don't get a cold or the flu or anything ever again. And we all know what happens when the flu breaks out. The whole fucking world closes down. It helps with infections. It helps with all kinds of things. Like, I'm not saying do this and stop taking your meds. I'm saying while taking your meds, do this. It's not going to hurt. The number one question I used to get when I talked to people about this was, if they're taking blood out of their arm every day or every other day, are they going to look like a junkie? No, you actually need to take a look at a junkie and see how their arms are. That's from them injecting crap into their body. You are taking blood out. You will use most likely the same hole in your arm repeatedly. You'll end up with a bit of a scar. And basically it turns into a bullseye for you to be able to use it. Can it be seen? No. Now, when you inject blood into a muscle in your leg, does it hurt? No. You are injecting a liquid that is the same temperature as you. When a needle hurts, when you get an injection, it's usually because it's cold. You know, insulin is kept in the fridge. It's cold. It hurts. When it's warm, you don't feel it. You might feel a bit of pressure, but that's it. If you hit a nerve, that's going to hurt. It's going to feel very funky when you do it. But your thigh, so the top of your thigh and the side, the outside side of your thigh, are beautiful spots to inject. I cannot contort myself to inject without shaking like a son of a bitch into my ass. You can do your arm if you want. You have to have a decent muscle in order to do the arm, because you'll hit bone, which is a very weird, weird feeling and sensation. And the size of the needles are really small. They're not big. They're not painful. And here's, I was someone who had a tremendous fear of needles. I had a history of passing out cold, not because of the pain. I was fine with the pain. It was after, and I would pass out and wake up in a different room somewhere. So I had a real problem with it. And so for the longest time, I had my friend, who's the phlebotomist, who did it for me. She would take my blood and she'd inject it for me. And then I thought, you know, it's a pain in the ass for her to always come over to do this or me go there. So I needed to learn. If this was something I was going to continue with, I needed to learn how to do it myself. And so I watched all kinds of videos on injecting and on taking blood. And she taught me, she's a phlebotomist, so she taught me how to do it properly. And my veins are very, very small. And they're tricky to get. So I found after the shower was a good time because I'm hot, veins are bigger. And then I also found if you do some push-ups or you do some arm curls or something and you get some blood flowing, a lot more than just make a fist, you will find that you can do it. Because when you're doing it yourself initially in the beginning, because you're scared, you've got adrenaline. And when adrenaline is released into the body, what happens is that chemical creates a reaction where the blood vessels in your arms and legs get small because it's going into survival mode. So it restricts the blood flow to the arms and legs and focuses it on the core. Well, unless you're taking blood from the jugular, it becomes a problem because you need to take it out of your arm, but you've got adrenaline that's telling you you're too scared to do it and it's making the veins disappear, which is making it worse. So it's a bit of a hoo-ha and you genuinely have to find a way to relax. You really do. So by doing some push-ups, you can do push-ups against the wall, some arm curls, you can take a hot shower, any of those things work. And then once you get the blood out, use a butterfly. It's the easiest thing to do. You can look these things up and find out what they all are. I think 25 gauge is the right one, is the blue ones. Butterfly, don't use needles more than once. Once only. I'll tell you why later. Use a tourniquet. A tourniquet's not absolutely necessary. So a tourniquet is there for pressure to let your vein bulge. But lots of men have bulging veins anyway, and they can get those really easy. So the tourniquet's only there for that. And then you want to get it in. You don't want to move. And you want to start drawing the blood out. And then you want to move as quickly as possible. Because once the blood leaves the body and is exposed to air, it immediately wants to start to clot. So you need to move quickly. Now, when I say quickly, I don't mean, like vampire speed, where you just need to be psycho fast and be dangerous. Just move in a quick fashion. You don't want to go answer the phone. You don't want to go pee afterwards. You want to do it in a quick succession to get this done. You'll know if the blood's has clotted if you've taken too long because you cannot get it to go into your leg. Clotted blood will not be pushed through a syringe, which means you've done it for nothing. Now, when it comes to injecting, there's two methods, and there's one that everybody does, and then there's one that I do. So that's how I know there's two. The one everyone does is a quick jab, quick poke. After they've cleaned it with alcohol, they break the skin and it goes. I can't do that. I go very slowly. And for me, going slowly, I'm able to mentally see exactly where the needle is, what it's going through, if I'm close to a nerve or not. I see it in my mind. And I'm able then to plunge the blood into my leg. I see exactly where it goes. And that works for me. That does not work for most people. I don't know a single person who does it slowly like I do. It makes everybody who has seen me do it laugh. But that's the only way I can do it, and I can do it controlled. Now, because you've injected blood into a muscle, you're going to have a little bit of a lump. And it looks like you're going to have a bruise. So the way to get rid of that is to sit in a hot bath the next day. And by sitting in a hot bath the next day, the heat and the blood flow through the body very quickly basically gets rid of it. And that's the beauty of doing it in these tiny small amounts, because there's no evidence that you're doing it. Think back to that woman doing the 10 mils into her ass. Can you imagine how black and blue and lumpy her ass is going to be for days afterwards? I mean, that is a lot of blood to have your body get rid of in a muscle. Doing it this way works beautifully. Really well, really fast, really consistent. Ideally, you want to stick to about an every other day habit. Sometimes people do one every 3 days or one every 4 days. But I find if you go any more than every other day, you start finding excuses not to do it. Also, it's a good way to have a look at your blood. If you're an alcoholic, it's going to show up in your blood. Your blood's going to look pink. If you eat a lot of fat and greasy food, your blood's going to be pink. If you've got pink blood, it's still going to work, but you need to make some serious changes, because that's a lot of fat going into your blood and it's not good. It really messes you up. There was a lady that I worked with to do with this, and her blood was consistently pink, and it was really, really yucky. So you want to make sure, also, if you're dehydrated, your blood will be very, very dark. You want to make sure you're hydrated. You're going to want to make sure that you're taking all the things to be smart in life, and you're just adding this to it. This is not a Hail Mary. This is not going to get you out of 40 years of absolute sabotage, if you're continuing to sabotage. But if you are someone who has had the wake-up call and is now going, shit, you know, I'm 49 in, God, 3 days. I need to start making some changes. I weigh over 200 pounds and I'm only 5'2". We got to start making some changes. Make the changes and start this. If you do get the flu, you may get a bit of a scratchy throat. You may get a little something, but your energy level never goes down. That's the beauty of this. So it's not a force field. It's not preventing you from getting bugs. What it's preventing is all the symptoms that you get with the bug. So you'll still get the bug, your body will fight it, and you will get the antibodies from it, but you won't have all the symptoms that go with it. That's the beauty of this. And there is enormous amounts of documentation out there from reputable doctors where they have said this cures Lyme's disease. So that's a biggie right there. Puts cancer in remission. Regardless of the cancer, that's a biggie. Works on Parkinson's, works on MS, works on chickenpox, works on arthritis is a biggie. So depression, another big one. Anything that you can think of, this is worth trying. It really is. Do you need to get over a fear of needles? Yes. Do you need to be running around telling the world that this is working? No. No, don't. People find things that work for them on their own. Don't start shouting to the world that you found this and this works and suddenly start promoting it. You're going to run into all kinds of headaches, and you're going to run into all these people who really do believe in the medical world that will tell you that this is wrong. And it's those people that you need to, I think, stay away from. But anyway, that's my opinion. It can't be all bad. My whole career has been based on reading a lot of doctors. When they couldn't figure out what was wrong with their kids, they came to me instead of another doctor. I've worked with medical professionals all over the world. And this stuff works. It really does. So autohemotherapy, do your research. In Canada, I know that you can order your medical supplies yourself. So that's not a problem. You don't have to do it through a company, a medical company or anything like that. And, you know, just be smart about it and educate yourself. Always educate yourself and make sure that you're making informed decisions. And I do not recommend parents doing this to kids. You let your kids grow up and make their own damn decisions. So that's what I got for this. It's autohemotherapy. And thanks for listening.